Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to see you again today by electronics. And, next Sunday, our governor says that we can be here together, and we're looking forward to that. And we have tried to keep these services on being live like we have been as much as possible, just like a regular Sunday morning service. And so that's what we've tried to do, and I believe we've been able to accomplish it. But, you know, we're still dealing with the effects of this coronavirus, this pandemic, as they call it. And many people are still fearful, and many are struggling financially, and many are asking the questions, how long is this going to last? And, you know, if the only information we got was some of our news media, our situation would seem hopeless. It would be pretty dark, and we wouldn't have a very bright future. But I want you to know that if we are born again Christian, we have another source of news. It's the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, just two Sundays ago, we celebrated the resurrection, our Easter. And do you realize that that event changed everything in the world, especially for us who believe? I want to go back into the book of Malachi. And I want to look at one verse of scripture today. In Malachi 4:2, in the NLT, it says, "But for you who fear my name," now that means the stand in awe of God, not fear like you're afraid of him, but stand in his awe. "The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves let out to pasture." Here we see the prophet casting his eye into the future. Actually, maybe you would say it was a preview of things to come. He saw Jesus coming with healing. He saw Jesus coming with the power of God to change mankind in your situation. He saw Jesus coming with delivering power to deliver us. And so from this verse of scripture, I want to share some things today. And I believe if you'll begin to see this, you'll see that God has delivered us out of all of our troubles. There's no need to fear. He has given us a way that we can enter into all the promises that God has for us. Now, it says in that first part of that verse, "But for you who fear or stand in awe of my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise." Have you ever had a night where you didn't think it's ever going to end? And you thought, will I ever see the morning sun? Maybe for some reason you couldn't sleep. But let me tell you something. If you make it through the night, you tell yourself, "I make it till morning when the sun rises, everything will be all right." You know what? You may be in a situation where the dark clouds are all around you. You may be thinking to yourself, will I ever make it to another day? You may be in hopelessness and despair. There may be darkness all around you because you see no hope. You may be suffering from sickness or disease. You may be caught up in fear with no hope in sight. But let me tell you a secret. The Son of Righteousness has arisen to get you out of your doom and your gloom and bring you out of your troubled situation. The light has come to shine. The Word of God has come to shed light on our pathway. The psalmist declared in Psalms 18:28, "You light a lamp for me. The Lord my God lights up my darkness." That's the NLT. Now the NIV says it like this: "You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." My God turns my darkness into light. See, as the promises of God penetrate your situation, it brings light and offers healing and help. You know, you got to remember this. Your situation is only temporary because the Word of God says that you can be delivered. So don't give in to fear. Don't give up hope. Let's lift our eyes and begin to see that Jesus came to deliver us out of darkness. You know, when Christ arose, the Son of Righteousness, he arose with everything we need to deliver us. He arose with healing in his wings, it says here. But he also arose with the power to deliver us from every situation that there is. You see, in Matthew 4:16, it says, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who lived in the land where death cast its shadow, a light has shone." Let me tell you, Jesus Christ has come with the power to redeem mankind. He came and he arose so that we could have freedom from every situation that we find ourselves in, every trial that we find ourselves in, every sickness that we find ourselves in. Throughout the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ, you will see that he went about doing good and healing. Just to name a few, the centurion's son was healed. The leper that came to him received healing. The woman with the issue of blood, blind Bartimaeus, got his sight back. The man with the withered hand was made whole. The crippled man at the pool of Bethesda arose and walked. And on the list goes. He arose. The Son of Righteousness arose for you. He arose for me. You know, today, two Sundays after we celebrated, let's relive that for a moment. He was there on Golgotha's hill, stretched on a cross between heaven and earth. And I say it like this all the time, with three nails and two boards, God built a bridge whereby mankind could walk from the degradation of sin, sickness, and disease to the heavenlies of heaven. He looked up and he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And his head slumped to his chest and he said, "It is finished." His last breath escaped his lungs. They put him in a grave. They put him in a tomb. One day passed, 2 days passed. Darkness and despair was all around. Hopelessness began to settle in. But await. As the sun, the S-U-N, arose on that day, also did the S-O-N, the Son of Righteousness, he arose so that we could be free from sin, sickness, and disease, and all of our troubles and trials. When he arose, it was the dawn of a new day, and we welcomed the rays of salvation and healing and deliverance as they shone from the Son of Righteousness on that day. A new day dawned that day. You might want to call it a brand new day. With new life and new possibilities. Actually, every day in our 24-hour day clock, every day is a new day with new opportunities and new things available. Well, let me tell you what. This is the one day that Jesus arose with new life and new possibilities for all mankind. And it is the same every day. The Son of Righteousness has come. Actually, Paul says it like this in 2 Corinthians 6:2. For God says, at just the right time I heard you. On the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. But I like the New English Translation on that last part. It says, now has the day of deliverance dawned. Now has the day of deliverance dawned. This is your day. This is my day. This is everybody's day. Because the Son of Righteousness has risen. This is our day. So let's don't sit around waiting for someday. Today is the day that you realize that God is here to help you through the Son of Righteousness that arose. So with your faith, you rise up and grab a hold of the promises of God and realize that any situation that you're in, any situation that has you trapped, is a situation that can be and will be broken because the Son of Righteousness has arisen. He came with the power of God to deliver. Today is the day that the Lord has made. His power is available. His promises are ready for you. If you're living with pain, the Son of Righteousness has risen with healing in his wings. I want to go to 2 Corinthians 1:20 because it begins to show us something. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. Now, when the Son of Righteousness arose out of that grave, it released all of the promises of God for you. When he, that Son of Righteousness, arose, all of the promises of God were available for us because Christ fulfilled the thing that needed to be done in order to release those promises. We are not without help in this day and age in which we live. All of the promises of God are ours to help us in our situation, in our difficulties, in whatever we're facing. Because the Son of Righteousness has arisen, We are no longer at the mercy of our circumstances and our situations, because Christ has arisen with healing in his wings, with the power of God for us, with deliverance for us. You see, as we go on and look into another, the last part of this scripture, I like. And we'll go free, leaping with joy like calves let out of the past, out to pasture. Now the Septuagint version says, you shall go forth and bound or leap as young calves let loose from bonds. I don't know if you've ever seen a calf or young horses that have been pinned up and you let them out to pasture. Man, they take, you open that gate and they take off running and leaping and jumping. You see, God wants us to be loose from our stall of darkness and fear and slack and sickness and disease and captivity. And he wants us to begin to run leaping like those calves that have been released. He wants us to be free and go leaping and walking through life in the name of Jesus. He wants us to understand what he did for us. He wants us to get the realization of what Malachi, the prophet, was saying when he said, the Son of Righteousness has risen. And he did rise. So if part of what Malachi saw was true, then all of it's true. If part of what Malachi said came to pass, and it did, he arose, then the rest can come to pass. The Son of Righteousness did arise. And the beams of healing and deliverance are shining forth. Have you ever been looking out in the sky and as the sun, S-U-N, is shining, and you see the beams coming down? I don't know. I don't really have the words I want to use here in articulate speech to describe it, but I can see it in my head, those light beams shining down. Hey, they are shining. Those same rays are shining from the throne on high for our deliverance. We can receive new life and victory because he made provision for our every need. Now I realize it says healing, but when it said that healing there is healing, okay. But it also means deliverance and provision in every area. You know, let's go back here, and as we begin to look at this, the day from that New English Bible, it says, now has the day of deliverance dawned. Now has the day of deliverance dawned. Now. Now is the time for our deliverance. Now is the time for your deliverance. You know, we're living in the day that Malachi was talking about. We're living in the day that the Son of Righteousness is here for us. He's here to set us free from anything that has us bound. He's here, if we will believe, to keep us free from this virus, to heal. You know, Revelation 2 there, it says, 2:25, I believe it is, hold fast to these truths till I come. He arose, but he's coming again. And he's telling us to hold fast to these truths. What truths is he talking about? He's talking about the truth of the Word of God. What are the truths? Jesus Christ arose with healing in his wings, salvation, healing, deliverance, everything that we need to live the good life. He said, Jesus said that the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He's talking about when he raises out of that grave, he becomes the son of righteousness that is being raised, so that every man, every person, every boy, every girl, everyone can walk free from the bondage of Satan and all of his disease and all of his circumstances and all of his situations. All it takes is believing. Believing what the word says, living what the word says. Paul said, I believe, therefore I speak. We believe, therefore we speak. You have to believe what the Bible says, and then you have to speak it. Not just think it, speak it. You know, during this time, well, I do it all the time, but especially during this time, I have continually quoted the 91st Psalm, no plague shall come near me. I continually, every day, I say, God, and I say this even before, even every day, no matter what's going on. I've not been given the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. You see, because the Son of Righteousness has risen, all of these promises are ours. And we need not just to think about them, not just to say, I believe, but we need to open our mouth and begin to say it with our mouth. I believe that I am healed and whole. I believe that all of my needs are met. I believe that no weapon formed against me will prosper. I believe, I believe, I believe. Therefore, I speak. Mark 11:23, we know what it says. It says, if you say to the mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you have what you say. You see, we will have the word of God, the scripture. We will have the promises coming to pass in our life if we'll say it. The Son of Righteousness has risen. Why? He's risen for my deliverance. He's risen because he came to set me free. You see, the day of healing has dawned. The day of deliverance has dawned. The day of provision has dawned. Why? Because the Son of Righteousness has arisen. Hey, we're living in the right time right now. Somebody said, oh, it would have been great to live in this day and age. It would have been great to live in this day and age. No, we're living in the right time right now. This is the time that God is here to meet our needs. The only questions that we can have here is, are you ready to receive what God has promised you? Are you ready to let go of fear and worry? You know, some people, you talk to them and you try to get them to turn loose of things, and they say, yeah, but you don't understand. No, I may not understand, but I do understand one thing, that God said in his word that we are not to worry, we're not to have fear, we're not to be under bondage, we're not to be caught up in our circumstances. So, are you ready to turn it loose and speak against it? Are you ready to receive healing in your body? Are you ready to stop waiting for someday and decide today is someday? Are you ready to receive all that God has provided for you? Are you ready to recognize that the Son of Righteousness has risen for your deliverance, for your healing, for your salvation, for your financial need? Whatever it is, the Son of Righteousness has risen. If you need the Son of Righteousness risen with healing in his wings, if you need healing right now, I want you to stretch your hand out toward whatever your television, your device, whatever you're watching on. If you need healing right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you have risen with healing in your wings. I thank you right now that the power of God is flowing to touch, to lift up, to deliver, to set free those that are in bondage and need healing. Take pain away from them. Raise them up right now in the name of Jesus. They're free. Thank you, Lord, right now. Thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. If you have a financial need, he's risen to meet your needs. Says all of your needs are met according to his riches in glory. The Son of Righteousness is risen. So, if you need a financial need met in your life, just raise your hand toward heaven. I'm going to pray for you. You pray for your own self. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now. As people are facing financial crisis, I thank you that you are sending those across their path to minister to them. I thank you that their financial need will be met according to what the Word of God says. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. If you happen to be there and you know what it is to serve Christ, but you know you're not where you're supposed to be right now and you need to rededicate your life, or you happen to be watching and you've never accepted the Son of Righteousness as your Lord and your Savior. If that's you, I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. Say it with after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus. He is the Son of Righteousness. He died on a cross. He was put in a grave. But he rose again, and he lives today, sitting at your right hand. You said in your word that if I would believe those things in my heart and confess them with my mouth, I will be saved. I thank you now. I believe them in my heart, and I confess them with my mouth. That I am a new person in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. If you prayed any of those prayers with us, we'd like to hear from you. Just go to your computer and write partnerservice@rhema.org and let us know about it. Let me remind you again. Stop waiting for someday. And today, to decide, today is someday. This is your hour. This is your time. God has made a way for you. No more fear. No more doubt. No more sickness. No more disease. No more financial lack. And when all of those things begin to happen in your life, you will be like those calves let loose that the scripture said. And you can run and leap through life because God has set you free. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Trust you got something from that today. Never forget, the Son of Righteousness has risen for you, for me, for everyone. Hallelujah. Well, next Sunday, I don't believe I will have to preach to an empty auditorium. Now, you may be scattered all over the place and down here, but at least there will be people here. You don't know how hard it is to preach to an empty auditorium. I got three people sitting out there. Pastor Craig, Pastor Denise, and Pastor Lynette, and two camera operators back there, and the music team. That's one of our security guys and a couple of camera operators and some audio people back there. But the ones I can see is about four of them right here in front of me. And I tell you what, it'll be fun to preach to an audience again, a live audience. I know I've been preaching to a great audience, and we love you guys, and thank you for being there. And if you like Greg gave you all the information, there'll be more information coming out next Friday, I believe, is when it comes out. But hey, for you that are a part of our electronic church that doesn't live in our area, hey, we'll be here next Sunday morning right here. Every one of our services, we're here for you. So, hey, tune in and be with us. Okay? And I'm going to see the church right here next Sunday. God bless you. Remember, the Son of Righteousness has risen so that you will be free. God bless you.